ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 20 द रेनी सीजन इन ऑटम टेक्स्ट नंबर 29-34। सो आई विल रीड श्लोकास एंड 34 वी विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। टेक्स्ट 29। दधियोदनम समानीतम शीलायाम सलिलांतिके संभोजनीयेर भुजे कोपे संकर्षणान्वितः। ट्रांसलेशन। लॉर्ड कृष्णा वुड टेक हिज मील of boiled rice and yogurt sent from home in the company of Lord Sankarsan, and the coward boys who regularly ate with him, they would all sit down to eat on a large stone near the water. Text 30 and 31. Sadvalopari samvishya charvato militekshanan tiptan vrishan vatsataran गाश्च सोदा भराश्रमाः प्रावृत श्रियं च तां वीक्ष्या सर्वकाल सखावहां भगवान् पूजयाम चक्रे आत्मशक्ति उपभृवितम्। ट्रांसलेशन। लॉर्ड कृष्णा वॉच द कंटेंडेड बुल्स काव्स एंड द काउस सिटिंग ऑन द ग्रीन ग्रास एंड ग्रेजिंग विथ क्लोज्ड आईज, and he says that the cows were tired from the burden of their heavy milk bags. Thus observing the beauty and opulence of Vrindavan's rainy season, a perennial source of great happiness, the Lord offered all respect to that season which was expanded from his own internal potency. Purport. The lush beauty of the rainy season in Vrindavan is meant to enhance the pleasure pastimes of Sri Krishna. Thus, to set the scene for the Lord's loving affairs, his internal potency makes all the arrangement described in this chapter. Text 32. Evam nivasatostasmin Ramakeshavayor vraje sarat sambhavat vyabhra svachamva aparusha nila. Translation. While Lord Ram and Lord Keshava were thus dwelling in Vrindavan, the fall season arrived, when the sky is cloudless, the water clear, and the wind gentle. Text 33. Sharada nirajotpatya nirani prakritam yayu vrittanam iva chetamsi punar yoga nishevaya. Translation. The autumn season, which regenerated the lotus flowers, also restored the various bodies of water to their original purity, just as the process of devotional service purifies the minds of the fallen yogis when they return to it. Text 34. We can all chant now. Brahmo brahm bhuta sabalyam Bhuva Pankam Apamalam Sarajahara Samanam Krishne Bhaktir Yathasubham. Word by word meaning Vyomnaha in the sky, Apabhram the clouds, Bhuta of the animals, Sabalyam, the crowded condition, Bhuvaha, of the earth, Pankam, the muddy covering, Apam, of the water, Malam, the contamination, Sarat, the autumn season, Jahara, removed. Ashraminam, of the members of the four different spiritual orders of human society. Krishna, for Lord Krishna. Bhakti, devotional service. Yatha, just as. Asubham, all inauspiciousness. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Autumn cleared the sky of clouds, let the animals get out of their crowded living conditions, cleaned the earth of its covering of mud, and purified the water of contamination in the same way that loving service rendered to Lord Krishna frees the members of the four spiritual orders from their respective troubles. Purport. Every human being must perform the prescribed duties of corresponding to one of the four spiritual orders of life. These divisions are celibate student life, brahmacharya, married life, grahastha, retired life, vanaprastha, and renounced life, sannyas. A brahmachari must perform many menial duties during his student life, but as he becomes advanced in loving service to Krishna, his superiors recognize his spiritual status and elevate him to higher duties. The innumerable obligations performed on behalf of wife and children constantly harass a householder. But as he becomes advanced in living service to Krishna, he is automatically elevated by the laws of nature to more enjoyable spiritual occupations, and he somehow minimizes material duties. Those in vanaprastha or retired order of life also perform many duties, and this can also be replaced by ecstatic loving service to Krishna. Similarly, renounced life has many natural difficulties, not the least of which is that sannyasis or renounced men are inclined to meditate on the impersonal aspect of absolute truth. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, klesho adhikarastesham avyakta sakta chetasham. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Lord, advancement is exceedingly painful. But as soon as a sannyasi takes to the preaching the glories of Krishna in every town and village, his life becomes a blissful sequence of beautiful spiritual realizations. In the autumn season, the sky returns to its natural blue color. The vanishing of the clouds is like the vanishing of troublesome duties in brahmachari life. Just after summer comes the rainy season, when the animals sometimes become disturbed by the torrential storms and thus huddle together. But the autumn season signals the time for the animals to go to their respective areas and live more peacefully. This represents the householders becoming free from the harassment of family duties and being able to devote more of his time to spiritual responsibilities, which are the real goal of life, both for himself and his family. The removal of the muddy layer on the earth is like the removal of the inconveniences of vanaprastha life, and the purification of the water is like the satisfaction, like the sanctification of sannyas life by one's preaching the glories of Krishna without sex desire. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So this is a wonderful description going on about the rainy season, and now the rainy season is about to get over. And from tech, and the subject of presentation there was, you know, how to get world peace by cultivating the human spirit. So Srila Prabhupada was very enthused to, and he accepted the invitation. He wrote there to the organizers that he would like to participate and give a talk. And Srila Prabhupada wrote this book, Light of Bhagavata. So until then, he had just translation maybe Canto first in 1961. He was not even thought of. Nobody knew that ISKCON is going to manifest. Prabhupada is going to go to America to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. But still he was meditating on this canto. So the whole book, Light of Bhagavat, is based on chapter 20 of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a wonderful description of the rainy season, the autumn season, how we can connect our lifestyles and our consciousness with Krishna and live a lifestyle which will lead us to Krishna consciousness. So it's a wonderful book, Light of Bhagavat, and it was written then. And this chapter 20, what we are reading here, is 100% from this shlok by shlok, like it has, I think, 47 or 49 shlokas in this. Similarly, Light of Bhagavat also has the same thing in that. And a couple of speakers, like I think Mukund Datta Prabhu, read from that during his presentation, and one more devotee, I forgot his name, he also read one of the purport from this. So this is very important because Krishna has performed many pastimes, and when Parikshit Maharaj was listening from Sukhdeva Goswami, and after the demon Putana was killed, and then Sukhdeva Goswami gives the Shruti Phal. In the end of the chapter he reads, maybe we can read in chapter, is chapter 6 of this canto. Oh, this is not chapter 6 in this. So it is there, it mentions that if anybody who hears the childhood pastimes of Krishna, if he hear the childhood pastimes of Krishna, then he will develop rati, attachment to Govinda. That is what is said in the end of that chapter of killing the demon Putana. And then Parikshit Maharaj thought that Shruti Phal is given, that means now Sukhdeva Goswami will change the topic. But he wanted to hear more about the childhood pastimes. So then he asked again, and he requested Sukhdeva Goswami to continue speaking the childhood pastimes. So then it goes on, because otherwise in Bhagavatam there are, after many chapters, the Shruti Phal comes. At the Shruti Phal comes, the next Leela starts. Some other pastime will start. But because the shloka ended like this, that if you want to develop attachment to Krishna, then you should hear more of childhood pastimes. So then he requested to continue more. And then Sukhdeva Goswami was, anyhow, not going to end it though. But this is how Parikshit Maharaj felt. So now, taking from the shlokas, these are very relevant shlok, because whatever Krishna did in terms of killing the Asuras or lifting the Govardhan hill, they are wonderful pastimes for us to understand, but we can't live such like that, right? We can't be killing demons, we can't be lifting Govardhan hill, we can't be jumping in the Yamuna to kill some snake. But here what we are reading right now is what we are supposed to be doing. So text number 29. So Lord Krishna would take his meal of boiled rice and yogurt sent from home in the company of Lord Shankarshan and the cowherd boys who regularly ate with him. They would all sit down to eat on a large stone near the water. So the inference for us, we can take that wherever Krishna was moving in the forest, everywhere it was clean, because just the rainy season has come. So they could sit on a stone to eat with the cowherd boys. Balramji was also there. And the another important part mentioned is near the water. So this is a big challenge for the society today. We are not near the water anymore. Rather, water is going away from us. You know, the rivers are drying, falls, nobody know what fall means, waterfall means. For we can't even talk about spring water. So, but here it is written near the water. So wherever they were moving, everywhere spring was available. That was the opulence of Vrindavan Dham. That was the real opulence of this rainy season. But now when we see, immediately after the rainy season, there is no water. Immediately after the rainy season, rainy season has just started. It was rainy season and the spring was there, waterfalls were there. We heard whole description. Fantastic roots were there, shrubs were there to eat, fruits were there. Everything was fantastically manifested, And as we were listening, in a way it was sounding that summer season is a problem. So there is a shloka in Bhagavad Gita on this, which describes that in a way we all know that seasons are all controlled by the Lord. Right? All the seasons are manifested by the will of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. In chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 19, it is written, O Arjuna, I give heat and I withhold and send forth the rain. I am immortality and I am also the death personified. Both spirit and matter are in me. So the important point for us here to understand is that Prabhupada writes in the purport, during summer season, it is Krishna who checks the rain from falling from the sky. So it is the sweet will of the Lord that the summer season manifests, and there is a purpose for it. So all these seasonal arrangement are resources for the humanity. It's not a punishment for us. But unfortunately, we have been developing a paradigm since years and years where everything is a problem for us now. Even right now we are saying that rain should come. But once the rain will hit, we will start talking, rain should stop. Because it is water all around. We don't know how to manage it. So the paradigm given to us is, keep complaining about the Lord's arrangement. So summer is a resource. So the good thing about summer, at least let's talk about that. The best of the fruits coming summer. Right? Mangoes, now watermelons, muskmelon, all the juicy, though it's a dry season, at the Lord's arrangement, we get all the juicy vegetable in this season. This is how the seasonal cycle works. So it is wonderfully arranged for our good health, for our good consciousness, but because of our current paradigms, we always keep complaining about the situation. Otherwise, just imagine, how can all the juicy fruits comes in this season, which is a dry season? Because Krishna wants us to be cool. If we eat that, we will stay cool. But the lifestyles have changed, so we don't know how to manage the summer, and so we complain. So text number 30 and 31, Lord Krishna washed the contented bulls, calves and cows sitting on the green grass and grazing with closed eyes, and he saw that the cows were tired from the burden of their heavy milk bags. Thus observing the beauty and opulence of Vrindavan's rainy season, a perennial source of great happiness, the Lord offered all respect to that season, which was expanded from his own internal potency. So this is direct lifestyle connection with us. So we are supposed to be living like this, supposed to be moving with the cows, bulls and the calves, supposed to be taking them on the pasturing field, because it is written here, green grass and grazing with closed eyes. So if you go to any of the other arrangement today, what we see to maintain the cows, none of them provide this situation. Because again we have a complaint, where is the land? Where are the pasturing fields? But then it will be very difficult to see Vrindavan. It will be very difficult to appreciate rainy season. It will be just some story or fairy tale for us. But this is all reality. This is not some fake stories mentioned here. So if we learn to live a lifestyle where we are keeping cows in the center of our life for our sustenance, for, as Prabhupada writes, land and cows for economic development, then we will relish the rainy season. In the city life environment, we cannot relish rainy season. It is always a problem. Everywhere in the courtyard, it will be flooding water. In the roads, the flooding water. And we will think, what a horrible season is this. Then we read this, is something inconceivable for us. What does it mean? So unless and until we get connected to the land and cows, it is very difficult to conceive what is talked about in this slokas. So the light of Bhagavat is a very detailed explanation of these particular points to understand what Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers, and how he wanted to lift the consciousness where we stay connected to Krishna in all our activities. not only during 2 hours of our chanting or one of our Bhagavatam class. It is 24 hours, right? Never forget Krishna, always remember Krishna. So for that, our activities has to be such. If our activities are demoniac, even though we are chanting, so like yesterday I met one devotee in the Goshala and he spoke a very nice thing that if you want to make your 2 hours quality, then work on the 22 hours, what you are doing. And if you want to make those 22 hours quality, then work on the 2 hours when you are chanting. So they are, you know, interconnected in a way. So we all are trying to improve our chanting, to have meditation of the Lord, but somehow our activities are not enough dovetailing our consciousness into Krishna all the time. So this, when we move with the Krishna, what this rainy season means, as soon as the rain comes, the importance of grazing is now accepted by the science, that when the rain comes, lot of biomass grows on the soil, lot of green grasses grows on the soil, and it has to be recycled. And for recycling, we need these animals, cows, bulls, buffaloes, all those who are grazing. If they are not there, just imagine who will do that. Whole planet, everywhere, even wherever you see, if we are not interfering, grass will grow there. You cannot find a place where grass will not grow. Only if we are interfering there, it will not grow. But otherwise, by natural arrangement, every single place you will see the grass is growing. So we are prohibited from green leafy vegetable. Now the Chaturmas is starting. So the whole planet is not supposed to eat greens now. Because these herbivores, these all grazing animals are delivering calves during this season. This is the calving season, as per the nature's mechanism. But when we manage, we get calves every month in our arrangement of cows. But all species has a calving season. So this is exactly just before rain, all the cows deliver a calf, whosoever supposed to be, not otherwise. It is not a 365 day cycle that every month they are delivering. No species does like that. Only because we are managing the cows and for our requirement, so-called requirement, we are managing it in a fashion that we get the product, byproduct from the cows perennially. But milk is not a perennial product for humanity. It is prohibited, so now the greens are prohibited, then the yogurt is prohibited, then the milk is prohibited. So why this is given? This is all connected to this service to the cows, because they are delivering the calf. The calf needs more milk, so no yogurt. No yogurt means you cannot make ghee. So you can take just little for your sustenance, rest should go to the calf. Then, as it's growing, now it is second month, it's first month anyhow nobody takes milk. Second month yogurt is prohibited, so you can take very little milk. Third month again milk is prohibited. So whatever he drinks, milk, after that what is left you can take and make yogurt and make ghee. Because milk is prohibited, you cannot drink milk. But unfortunately nobody follows this on this planet now. And we don't understand why it is designed like this. But it has a reason, and everything is connected to cows and land. Whatever his instructions are, because only mother land and mother cow can sustain this planet. No other endeavor can make it possible. We have made so many water tanks around, so many dams. Now Europe is stopping the dams. There was a news two days back. Europe is removing the dams because dams are the cause of flood. Now they are coming to that. And we are still evolving to that we are making more and more dams here in India. So any arrangement made by us can only give problem. That we have to understand. That is the whole purpose of this chapter, rainy season and autumn. To understand that the arrangement of the Lord is perfect. We have to learn to live what is given by the nature, not by manufacturing things, not by over-endeavoring for procuring our food and life, maintaining our lifestyles. Not that. So it is written, Krishna was eating roots, there are tender roots, then the rainy season, best things are available in the forest, they were eating it. But now, we have a mindset, it is not possible. How will we do that? Then Vrindavan won't manifest. How will Vrindavan manifest? So Prabhupada said, everywhere green, everywhere Vrindavan. Where there is land, where there is cows, where there is Krishna, is Vrindavan. So now we know these dots.
Prabhupada has given us this, you know, sketch. Now we have to start visualizing this, how this will happen. And once we start visualizing on this, we can start acting on this. And only by acting on this, we will see all these things manifesting. And then we will see how our consciousness is 100% connected to Krishna's creation. Because right now all our acts are against that. Like our way of arranging water is different. But Krishna's way of arranging is spring. And anybody would admit that spring water is the best water. We don't need a proof for that. Because it is rich of minerals. Not the so-called mineral water bottles. It is just tagged as mineral water. Actually it does not have any mineral. So now they write something else on it. What they call? Packaged water. Packaged water. They can't write mineral water because somebody did a case in the court on that. So they cannot write mineral water. So some are there who are still claiming that, but not most of them. So I was talking about recycling the biomass. So every species, the main duty is to recycle. And after we recycle, there is a excreta that should again go on the land. That completes the cycle of minerals arranged by the nature. But now because we are disconnected from the land, the mineral cycle is stopped. So we see what we are seeing, scarcity of everything. So we see what we are seeing, fruits and vegetables without minerals, vitamins, nutrients. This is all because of the disconnect from the land and disconnecting the cows from the land. So here Krishna is exemplifying that. Krishna came with the whole purpose of doing this. That the most important, he was delegating things, okay, Balram can kill this demon, Arjuna can take care of the whole Kurukshetra, but this principle of grazing, na surabhi abhipalayantam, so he was very focused on this aspect of grazing the cows, which is missing in today's world, which is missing today. So if we reinstate that, that will be the biggest service to these cows. And then what is described here, we have never seen this. Lord Krishna washed the contented bulls. Where are these now? Calves and cows sitting on the green, see they are sitting on the green grass. Not that they are hankering for the green grass. There is green grass all around, still they are contented eating it. Because it is high in nutrition. And grazing with closed eyes, and he saw that the cows were tired from the burden of their heavy milk bags. So they said, they were tired. Such was the quantity of milk available. But the degradation started after we disconnected them from the land, after we stopped them from grazing, after we removed the calf from the cows. This is where the degradation started. Certainly, as we understand, everything is by the Lord's arrangement, because the Kali Yuga has to advance, it started. But we, being the follower of Srila Prabhupada, are strongly advised from whatever we read from Bhagavatam, is to adopt these principles where we give happiness to these animals, cows, bulls and calves. And this is how we can relish the rainy season. Because if they are connected to the land, all the water that comes on the soil penetrates down. And it is given back in the form of spring to us. But because the whole connection is missing, now the soil is compacted with the help of tractors, what we are using, chemical fertilizers. So no more dung, urine is falling on the soil. No more calf hoofs are breaking the compacted soils. So whatever water comes is draining back. Lot of hard work the nature is doing to collect 8 months. We read in the previous shlokas, you can visualize 8 months the whole nature is working to accumulate water for us. And then now the time is coming, it is going to give us back. The rain is controlled by the Lord. So again, the paradigm that the rain is less or rain is more is also a false paradigm we have. The rain is exactly what we can manage on this planet today. It is controlled by the Lord. It can never be flooding. It can never be creating a drought. It is our poor management which is leading to these situations. We have to understand that. But right now we have been trained or conditioned to be complaining about the situations which are created by the Lord, which are controlled by the Lord. Mayadakshena Patruti. Krishna says, it is controlled by me. Then how can we say that the rain was more this year? How can we say that the rain is less this year. If Krishna is saying, I am controlling it. These are the paradigms given to us. Depending from the time we took birth on this planet, we are listening to this. So it is imprinted on our minds, thoughts, consciousness, that this is how we should speak when we see something like this. But Bhagavatam is removing those things. So we have to replace our consciousness, we have to replace our thought process with the thoughts and consciousness given by Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, rain is welcomed because the cows were connected with the land. So whatever rain was coming was getting stored. So now many people are doing this. It's not that this is something not happening today. If you go to America, Europe, even in India, some of the big farmers are following these principles. They keep the land always on the cows always on the land. The calves are always with the cows. And they are regenerating, reclaiming their soils. And they are getting very healthy, nutritious fruits and vegetables to sustain. That is not the end of it. We have to feed all the species. That also we read that all the species are relishing this season because they get in abundance everything. Abundance. Even after rainy season, still we don't see abundance now. Because everything we are growing today is just for the factories. If we are growing wheat, it goes to the factories to make biscuits. If we grow potatoes, it goes to the factories to make chips. If we grow tomatoes, it goes to the factories to make ketchup. Every single thing is to feed the factories. But this planet is competent enough, if we are not depending on these value-added products, this planet is competent enough to grow food to feed us in a very healthy way, just depending on the rainfall. Just on the rainfall. There are many villages even today in entire India, they are surviving their life only on the rainy season. So this is what Bhagavad Gita says, Anna Dhavanti Bhutani Parjanya Anna Sambhavat. So the grains and the fruit or the food what we want should grain with the rainfall. But we are not adopting those principles now. So we see struggle everywhere, every moment. So this is a very strong inference from here that, and again what the purport says is that which was expanded from his own internal potency. So basically this season is from his internal potency. It gives real enjoyment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he gives abundance to the cows now. The cows get the tender grass to graze, not the tall grass which we call is Napier or CO3, CO4, CO5. We like to see 12 feet grass and then we cut it, chop it and then give to the cows. But the other day Prabhuji was mentioning, Shruta Kirti Prabhu, that cows doesn't have upper teeth. So there is a reason for this. Krishna has done no mistake. He loves cows. So it's, how can it be possible that he gives no teeth to them? That means they are meant to graze. They can't eat like we are eating. So they, if you see some video on how they graze, they use their neck to pluck the grass. And they are supposed to eat only the tender grass. So when the grass is 6 feet, they will eat only 2-3 feet from that because that is the tender portion of it. So here it is given tender grass, the soft portion, which is the most nutritious part. And so we get more milk. And so the cows remain more healthy. But we think that by our factory, what they make in the cattle feed, that will give more milk. So our focus is not to give happiness to the cows, but our focus is to procure something for us. But when we are talking about service, the principle says that it is for the benefit of the person whom we are trying to serve, not for our benefit. So when we are offering something to Krishna Balaram, it is for their pleasure, not for us to eat. They might give it to us back, but if they eat, we should be more happy. We should not be complaining, right? Why they ate everything? Nothing is left for us. So similarly, when we talk about serving the cows, the only principle given in the Bhagavatam is grazing them. There is nothing else written in the whole of 18,000 verses that if you want to keep the cows happy, what you should do? Only one thing, graze the cows. So this is what Krishna was doing himself. He could not wait for this time. Right from his childhood, he wanted to do that. So he started with the calves. As soon as he touched the Pogan Leela, he started with the cows. He could not resist because this was the most important service for the humanity. So this is a real message we can take from here. And then the next shloka 32, While Lord Ram and Lord Keshava were thus dwelling in Vrindavan, the fall season arrived when the sky is cloudless, the water clear and the wind gentle. So in the rainy season, generally we see it's a little muddy and everything is just trying to grow. But when the rainy season ends and the autumn starts, so the clouds are no more there. There is no water. They are clear clouds. And whatever water you see is all the mud has settled down. It is more drinkable, you can say. And the things have grown fully. And now the fall, so the leaves start falling back. And the real mineral cycle starts. So everybody who has procured from the Mother Earth is repaying back. Whatever we have procured from Mother Earth, we have to repay back. So if you grow wheat, you take our grain and the grass should go back to Mother Earth. You take rice, you can take the rice, the grass should go to the Mother Earth. So this is how we repay back. But because we disconnected that process, so we need chemicals to grow our food. Otherwise Krishna's system was perfect. It was Purnam, as we heard before also. It's a complete system. We don't have to do anything, but we are conditioned, we are trained, and we understand that if we don't intervene, if we don't work hard, we will get nothing to it. No species on the planet work to grow the food, but we. But actually, when you see this cycle in the forest, everything grows on its own. There is no irrigation system set by us. There are no tractors in the forest. There is no human intervention. But every single species is just healthy, super healthy. If anybody has visited a forest, I got a chance to visit an African forest. It was like 14,000 square kilometers. And every animal was just bulging, like, you know, big. You can't see they are starving. They are super heavy in their body. They are growing full size and they are with their family moving together. This is how nature is. But now the nature is segregating everything, even for us. The husband goes somewhere to work, wife goes somewhere else to work, children go to some other school. So everything is just broken up now. So because we have done with this other species, the nature is doing it with us. But actually we are supposed to stay connected to the land. We are supposed to be staying with our families, practicing Krishna consciousness. That is the whole purpose. So Daiva Varnashram in the last shloka 34, it's more of not talking about Varnashram but Daiva Varnashram. Because Srila Prabhupada used to speak that Varnashram is already there. Somebody is managing, somebody is working, somebody is doing business, somebody is applying their intelligence to guide. But because Krishna is not there, it is not the real Varnashram that is wanted. So the real Varnashram is Daiva Varnashram, where everybody is acting, keeping Krishna in the center. So this process of staying with the cows, working with the cows, the whole purpose is to keep us connected to Krishna whole our life. Otherwise it is very difficult. We are trying it, sincerely we are trying it, all of us, right? But it's quite a challenge to do it. It's quite a challenging task because this is a disconnect. What Krishna was doing as a Vaishya, as he appeared in the Vaishya family, he was teaching us how to live a life. So I think this is the broad message I could communicate, but there are many more points, but I would leave some time for comments and then some time for question answers. Hare Krishna. Comment. We are taking comments, then we will go to questions. Comment behind.
And Krishna, so in the P2C, we are more conscious of how to progress for being in harmony with Krishna. And in this dynamic, I would like to know, for those who have cows in Vrindavan and land, how is it possible to Because I know many farmers that don't have enough land for macro grazing. And I saw that the government have a lot of land. Is it possible to ask them to have access and to plant seeds? Is it possible to plant seeds for that the cows can graze next time?
Okay. So it's a question. I thought it's a comment. So yes, as per Bhagavad Gita, we hear that Krishna says, Aham Bija Pradapita. So Krishna is the seed-giving father for all the 84 lakh species we see. So we are all aware of a principle of Desi cows, which we generally hear a lot about in today. So unlike Desi cows, every land has a Desi seeds, Desi grass or Desi ghas for the cows. So when we adopt this principle of connecting the cows with the land, this grass naturally manifests. The seeds are in there, but because of our intervention with tractors and so-called farming practices, those seeds are in a dormant situation. Like when we are too much into materialistic activity, our Krishna consciousness, as we hear, is in a dormant situation. And when we connect to the process, then the love for Krishna arises. Similarly, the real process to grow is to let the nature work on its own. But because we have been conditioned to intervene, so we think that what we will put as seeds will grow better than what Krishna has already put there. So we are struggling with lot of resources, shortages and lot of challenges. That is one part of your question. And the second was, there is shortage of land and some have cows, some don't have land. So will they allow or not? Because you know many people who have cows. So yes, because we have segregated these two occupations. Krishi, Goraksha were all one part of the same coin. They can't be separated. So right now we have a person separate who is growing food and a person separate who is maintaining dairies. But it was never like this. This farm community was a lifestyle wherein everybody was having land and cows. So also Prabhupada writes that every follower of Sanatana Dharma must have a cow like a household paraphernalia. So we feel that these are difficult principles to adopt because we feel it like that. The moment we start adopting it and we start practicing it, it becomes very easy because there are many people who are already doing it. As you said, in the village, some people have land, some people have cows. So people are already doing it, but now it is changing. The mindsets are changing because of the propaganda we see now. But the Bhagavatam propagates that this is the real way to live. So once we adopt to this principle, then this compartmentalization of knowledge, which the modern education has done, somebody is working on environment, somebody is working on food problem, somebody is working on health problem. So there are different ministries set by the government. But actually it is all interconnected. So unless and until we start looking everything as one whole, the management of nature is not possible the way we are doing it. So it has to be left by us and allow nature to take charge of the situation and then we will see the abundance again. This is what I understand.
So maybe it's possible to combine Srimad Bhagavatam distribution in different villages and in the same time inform them what to do.
Yeah, so even if we see otherwise, there are people who have combined the whole villages. In India, there are certain examples where they have connected the whole village and they all together do farming and cow protection. So this is what Srila Prabhupada meant by farm community and preaching in villages. So this Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada books, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is to uplift our consciousness so that we can connect to the principles given in the Bhagavatam, we can understand it and live our life accordingly. So our preaching needs a focus in this direction where we approach villages now. Because it's a struggle living in the cities now, shortages of food is there, no proper food, water is available, and there are projections where water is becoming scarce and scarce, you know. So cities will be closing down when you don't have water. I mean, it's one of the journal predicted for India by 2050, 9 states won't have water in India.
only 9 states. So when you do, you mean no water means no life. So they have to migrate. And every year, internationally, 40 million people are migrating because of desertification, which means that there is no water in the soil. So this is a big problem which the society is facing, but unfortunately nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to work on it. So, yeah. From here.
Prabhupada has already given us this vision about farm communities, Varnashram. And those of us who are still living in cities, what are the stepping stones to go to that direction and to be able to stay there? Because it cannot be an immediate switchover. So what can we do to prepare ourselves to be living in that kind of situation?
Good question. So Srila Prabhupada said that we can become Krishna conscious in 1 second. Right? So it means that it's a decision. If you take a decision to become Krishna conscious, you will become. And if you take a decision from the mindset you have, which you have received from the society, it's not your fault, but because we are raised in an environment where we are educated like this, we are trained like this, we have been asked to live a lifestyle what we are living now. So we have never seen or thought about a lifestyle which is given here in the Bhagavatam. So this question is coming up. But if we take a decision that no, whatever given in Bhagavatam is true. So even if we go economically, then making a house in city costs a lot than buying land in the villages. But unfortunately we don't know how to live in village. That is the bottleneck, not anything else. So if we take a sincere effort and we decide, no, you know, by 2025, Golden Jubilee of Shri Krishna Balaram Mandir, I am going to dedicate my life to Krishna Balaram and I am going to shift on the land. You can do it. But if we keep our mindsets as the deterrent, what we have now, not trying to replace it with the mindset of the Bhagavatam, then it might take many lifetime. So basically the biggest problem is our mindset, our paradigm, what we have now. And it is difficult to change. So Srila Prabhupada said, association of devotees. So when we live in an association of devotees, then our mindset changes gradually. Otherwise, it's very difficult to do that. I mean, I can only say this much. Prabhu, you want to speak?
No?
He's Hari Bhakti Mataji.
Srila Prabhupada was here, he said to Gurghasta, you should go live on the farm. He said the cities are for preaching and sense gratification. So you're either doing one or another. If you're not preaching, you're only living there just to live easily. But it's a very difficult transition for most people to live on the farm. I found that out myself a few times. It's difficult when you're raised in a city. That's why I said our preaching should be in farming communities.
Yes.
Then you can make farmers devote. Everything is happening.
This is a very good solution actually. Start preaching in the village who are already in the farming community, and then we can just be migrating there as devotees from the cities. Yeah. Behind Mataji, Hari Bhakti Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for always enlightening us about this topic. It's very important for the future of ISKCON. And I would like to ask that, is there any initiative in ISKCON for helping devotees who would like to show the example on a family basis? Because right now we have the big Goshalas, and that I agree with Shuddha Fitri Prabhu that it's very difficult just from a corporate environment just to go and live on a farm in a big goshala. But Prabhupada said that we should show our own example on a family basis as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So another mindset we have is that we are not living on the farm right now, but in a way we consume everything that grows on the farm to live here also, whether we are in city or wherever we are. So in a way we are connected to the farm. Not that we are not connected, but we are just connected to the result of the farm, not otherwise. So which is again against the principle. So regarding the initiative, I mean, it depends on us, the member of Krishna Balam community who are present here. We have land, 100 acres of it. So if you all think so, and if you all volunteer that we want to do this, 100 acres is ready for us, and we can start working on it from tomorrow. Nobody is stopping us. But as a model, there are you came from a farm community, Hungarian farm community, right, which is one of the most successful, by His Holiness Sri Ram Swami Maharaj. Then we have many other communities in Western where they have a lot of land, like Gita Nagari. Then we have New Vrindavan, New Talwan. In India also we have few communities living like this, but yes, not really, really marching ahead the way we would like it to be. But as we see in book distribution also, we go out for distributing books and he says, no, I won't take. Then somebody else goes, he says, no. And then when we go, he takes, and we think we have done a good job. But previous 3-4 devotees have worked a lot to convince him, and Krishna has given the privilege to us to distribute that book. Similarly, if we start doing this project from now, it is not necessary that everything will manifest in our efforts and in our time of life, but it will continue from there. So it should be passed on, but the important point is to start from somewhere. And as a community of Krishna Balaram temple, it's a decision. As a community, we have to, like Prabhu said, for grahasthas, it is very, very important. Either you preach or you do sense gratification. So it's very clear. So if you are not preaching, then what we are doing? So, yeah, it's a challenge, it's difficult, but still, what I have understood is it's just a simple decision. If we decide, we can do it. Because nature is working in favor when we serve this project, and it will go very fast. It can go faster than the pace we can even think of. But when we control it, it is looking a lot of challenging. But when we leave the charge, then it manifests very fast. So I will keep talking about the project in Jaipur. So anybody who are interested, we can arrange a trip there. It's 150 acre land, and they are managing exactly here what we are reading. Same, you will see everything just like that. And it is thriving like anything. So we can learn from them how they are practically doing it, and then we can start implementing it on our land. But the desire is the most important part, that the desire to be, you know, serving the cows and Mother Earth is the most important part which is needed. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.